Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning. This is the Ladies of Tea Talk Time, and today is the 27th. I can't believe that it's actually the 27th at this point. About the show this morning. Last week's show was phenomenal, in my opinion, but it was phenomenal. We talked about baggage claims. We talked about the issues that both men and women can carry into a relationship, whether it's known or unknown to them from previous relationships, or even that was stemmed from maybe a childhood experience or upbringing, or just how, life experience that they've encountered with people that may have damaged them in some way or some form, or left them with some type of insecurities and feeling some way about themselves. So I'll definitely encourage you guys to check that show out. It was a very transparent show for both of us, me and my beautiful co-host Dee, and we shared a lot about our own experiences and even our own insecurities that we know we have and that exist. So we'll definitely encourage you to check that show out. That was last week. And again, as I said, today is the 27th. I still can't believe we just stepped into the new year and it's going by so quickly. There's, only 2 days left in this month. And we have another great show that we think, that you guys is going to enjoy. I know I enjoyed doing a lot of reading that I did on this, and this topic came up with this topic, and at first she thought it was crazy, but I was like, yeah, and I'm sure she can see with all the people that chimed in to the event that people were actually feeling the topic, even though she thought it was crazy or silly. And the topic, today's topic and title is Quit Listening to Your Single Friends. And it's true, how much of us has made sacrifices or a decision just based off the opinions of our friends. And I will even go a step further and say even our own family, So, again, my beautiful co-host Dee Moore is on the line here with me. So, you can jump in here, Dee, whenever time you're ready. But that's what we're discussing today, a friend's opinion, advice, or I think sometimes or can be biased because it's based off their experience and not necessarily your own. But friends that I respect, that I do sincerely respect them, and mainly because of the way how they have lived their life. So I respect their opinion and their perspective, and sometimes they give me clarity in making decisions. But I don't weigh my life on their opinion, though. But I do respect it, and it gives me, as I said, some type of guidance or clarity. So that's just my take on it.
How many of you, you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. and things are not going the right way or not going the way you wanted to go, or maybe you wanted to get an outside opinion or insight on your particular situation. I feel like it's only human and it's only natural to try to get an outsider's take or view or an opinion on what's going on in your life. And we do that not necessarily just with relationships. We do that with a situation that has happened at work, or a situation amongst friends. You may reach out to another person to get their take or their view on that particular situation. Mm-hmm. And so often people say, stop listening to your single girlfriends or your single homeboys or your guy friends. And people say that all the time. And for this overall topic, we're just going to go in and kind of analyze it and discuss it and try to figure out why we go to people outside of the situation. Is it healthy? And how do we react? Do we necessarily take their advice? And what happens when we do, or what happens when we don't? So mm-hmm. that's the overall premise of the show. And I know everyone has at least reached out to a friend or two about any given situation in their lives. And I think what people need to understand is only you know that you live with those the I would say the outcome of whatever your action is.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and we all have friends. We have friends who we feel give better advice than others. And could it be because that person thinks more like you than the next?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that this person that or your friends, you feel like they will give you the honest truth regardless if you're right or wrong? You know, we always look and seek out. And I think anyone would be crazy not to try to get an outside opinion about it. But the most important thing is, what do you do with that information? Do you take that advice and run with it? Do you listen to the advice and then make your own determination based off of what you think should be the best course of action? I know me personally, when I ask for someone's opinion or insight or advice, I typically want an outsider's view or an overall perspective of the overall situation. That's my main thing. It's not necessarily because that person can tell me what to do or that person has a major influence over me. You know, I just try to say, okay, am I wrong in this situation? X, Y, and Z happen. You know, and I'm pretty sure that's pretty much the same with you. Do you value one friend's opinion better than the others? Does it matter, Stacey, if that person is single, in a relationship, or married? Are some of those things that you take in consideration when asking for advice when it comes to matters of the heart?
Yes and no. Like, I have, you know, few friends that I confide in or that I would ask your opinion about something, you being one. And I don't weigh in whether they're, it depends on who I'm asking. Opinion I'm asking, like, for example, your opinion, or even my friend Sophia, which, you know, she got married last year. You know, like, we've been friends since 13 or 14, whatever it was. You know, when I ask for your guys' opinion, I'm not weighing in the fact that whether one is married or one is single or not, because I respect you guys that much. I respect your position, but the way that you conduct, how you conduct yourself and the way you live and so forth and so on. So I'm selective of the people's opinion that I even ask. There are certain people opinion that I don't even, there are people in my life or even acquaintance or whatever it is, or friends, that I don't even ask their opinion, period. Mainly because I already know the mindset of those individuals. I know that they can be, whether it's judgmental, I know that they may have even some bitterness going on with them. I know that they can be cynical. They think of the worst things that possibly can happen before they even think of the worst things. So I don't even ask those people anything. The ones that I choose to ask is because I respect them to a degree. I respect that they're going to give me a good fear, you know, objective of how to look at it. Before I make my final decision. So that's, you know, that's what I base my opinion off of when I do seek out my friend's advice or opinion on a situation. I have like a selective maybe three or two people that I will ask anything. For the rest of them, I'm not asking them anything because I already kind of, you know, my aunt used to say, you should learn to deal with people and judge people based on who they are and what you know about them. So I already know the mindset of those individuals and how they think and how they view things. So I'm not even going to go to them to ask them anything because I already know what the outcome is going to be. So that's the way I don't know if that answers it. I know it's a long answer.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that because everyone that's listening there, you already know there's some friends that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just don't really have their own personal life together good enough.
Yeah.
And they're the ones coming to you, asking you for opinions and advice on things that you're like, okay, this is pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be hard pressed for you to value that person's opinion if you feel that they don't make good decisions in their own personal life when it comes to affairs of the heart or romance.
Yeah.
And so when I think of, and I'm the same way, there's only a few that I trust to ask, okay, was I wrong in this? And those are the ones who will tell me, regardless of their loyalty to me, yeah, Dee, that was kind of messed up of you. Or, yeah, you might want to apologize. And those are the people who I always know that I can trust their opinion. But even with that, you know, with the advice that is given, well, you know, if I was you, I would do this. We have to realize that when we're asking for advice and opinions, they're two different things. You can get their perspective on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to them suggesting actions and how you should handle that, that's really when you really need to, in my opinion, pause for a moment. Because anytime anyone is giving you an opinion or advice, they are taking into account their own personal experiences. There's no way a person can honestly give you their full, sincere advice or opinion without taking into account their own personal experiences or things that they've encountered through witnessing their other friends. So understand, a lot of times when you're getting advice on your next course of action, you actually need to take in consideration that the person that you're dating may not react well to that method. That person that you're dating, that may completely end that relationship or put more strain on the situation. For example, give a scenario. Maybe a friend maybe suggests, maybe you're not getting the attention that you want from your significant other, and a good friend who will tell you honestly how they feel about the situation may advise you, well, if you're not getting that attention, try to make your girlfriend jealous or try to make your boyfriend jealous by making it seem as if you have hung out or someone flirted with you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that might be some good advice and something that they've used in the past that works perfectly with the person they are with or the person they were with. But when it comes to advice, you got to realize any action that you take, you're 100% responsible for that outcome. Yeah, your friend might have given you some good insight, but that activity or that action or your next step may put your relationship in an uncomfortable and an unnecessary place. I've done it before. A while ago, I would say, maybe before I was married, but it didn't work. and people are different. I used to be quick to hang up on you in a minute and just know you were going to call me back. That was my thing. If I didn't like the conversation or if I felt like I wasn't getting my way, I wouldn't even say, I'm about to hang up. I'll just hang up. And I was just used to the guy calling right back, did you hang up on me? I'm like, yep, because I wanted to neutralize the situation and gain back control of the conversation. That was my tactic. Now, of course, it was when I was probably 19, 20, 21. Well, that always worked for me. But then I came around and I met my husband or my ex-husband. He didn't play that. I remember one time we got into a little, disagreement. I hung up the phone. Brother man did not call back. He didn't call back that day. So I was like, what the hell? Is my phone working? Did his phone die?
I'm sorry.
And I waited. Stacey, I waited. I waited for like 3 days. We still laugh about this. I waited 3 days. The weekend was coming up. And I remember this like yesterday. I broke down, and everybody's guilty of this at least once. If you have not done this, this has been done to you. I, quote, unquote, accidentally called him. Because Because I was like, it's the weekend. We got plans to see the movie this weekend.
Are we
still going out?
That was God's way of telling you that that was the one you were supposed to marry. Because this was This was the one that's not going to let you run over him.
Yeah, he was like, you know, and I called him. I was like, you know, I called you by mistake. And he was like, yeah, girl, whatever. Okay, so are you finished throwing your tantrum?
Yeah, we're still going out tonight.
Yeah. I was like, he said, so you finished throwing your tantrum? I was like, yeah. He's like, well, I'm going to be over there so and such time. We're getting ready to go. Okay, cool. That's what's up. Yeah, we're still going to the movies. Never hung up on that man again. We ended up getting married and was married for quite a while. But what may work on one person, a person in your past, or the person that's giving you advice, that method or that methodology, I know I missed a D there, but at any rate, that might have worked. But you can have some real good friends that give you some real good solid insight, but you also got to consider the advice that they're giving you. And you may not want to play that game if you are playing a game, or they may not be giving you a game. They may be giving you some good advice, and that may not work. Does that mean that that advice is not good? No, it just was not good for your situation. So that's one thing to consider. Also, you have to be honest. I don't see anything wrong with getting opinions. We both, Stacey and I, completely on that point. There's nothing wrong with that. But we also have to be completely honest. You can't leave out some crucial or critical factors at all. This person is giving you some insight, some input, and some advice that you are going to probably take into consideration in trying to help fix or foster a relationship with your significant other. You have to give them the full truth. So many times we don't want to seem to be the bad person, so we don't tell our friends the whole story because we want to feel, we want to be stroked. We want to have our friends say, girl, get him. Yeah, you're right. He was wrong. You know, we want that. But in return, if we're asking for advice, the advice that we're getting is based off of the, not the full story.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Dee.
And so with that being said, that person's giving you advice based off of what you told them, and it's not off of the full picture. So they may say, they may suggest through the course of the relationship, based off of the misinformation they may be continuously getting, they may be suggesting you or suggest that you leave this individual because you keep on giving misinformation, painting a false picture of the relationship, or painting a negative image of the person that you're with. And so anything at that point that you're asking your friend as it relates to this woman or this man is going to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, girl, I don't even know why you're messing with him.
Right.
And you didn't tell what sparked that major argument. You make it seem like the guy just went out of nowhere and went off on you. But you did not tell how you embarrassed him and you threw red wine all over his shirt at the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So that is very important because when I know some of my friends, and I know quite a few that have told me the half truth, and then you find out a little bit later because they forgot they didn't tell you the whole truth. They'd be like, oh, so that's the rest of the story? They forgot they didn't tell you the truth in the first place. So you got to be very careful when you are giving and you're wanting that honest advice. You need to make sure you're telling his side of the story too. And the same for men. You need to make sure, because men are so quick to call women crazy, you got to make sure if you're talking to your homegirl about your girlfriend trying to get some advice, or your sister about a girl that you're dating, don't paint this person something that they're not in order to make you feel better about the situation. But go ahead. What were you about to say, Stace?
No, I was just, you know, I'm over here just like, you know, hallelujah, praise the Lord, what you're saying, because it's so true. And you can even relate that situation to even people when they're talking about people that they've met and they're describing them to one person and to another person. It's, you know, depending on who they're describing the person with or wanting to justify why it's okay for me to be with this person, even though the situation may be messed up or jacked up or not right, they tell half stories, you know, as to why it's okay to be with this person or why I should be dating to this person, depending on who they're talking to. And I think we all are guilty of it. Whatever situations that we're emotionally attached to or that we are emotionally involved in or connected to, then our perspective and our opinion on intolerance and patience for that situation or that person is very different than if it was somebody we have no emotional attachment or obligation towards or love for or nothing like that. You know, how we perceive it, how we handle it, how we want to, the patience we want to attach to it, the tolerance we want to attach to it, completely different. And men and women do it too in when they're seeking advice or even when they're saying to a girlfriend, you know, I'm dating this person and he's this and that, but, you know, he's in this a complicated situation, what you think. And then they completely left out the main reason, you know, like the key things as to why is he with you, you know, with you when he's, you know, they don't tell the full story. And then they based it off, you know, paint the best picture possibly off that person. And I don't know, you know, one of the questions that I posed in the event was, when I was, you know, just looking at articles, because there are tons of articles that I realized on this very topic online, and one of the questions I came up with, because I was trying to figure out, is it a cover-up to our own insecurities and unhappiness with ourselves? You know, why we do these things or why we even seek out, we let our friend's opinion or even family weigh so much, you know, have so much weight or carry that much weight when it comes to our love life or the people we choose to be with. And I was just wondering, you know, that was one of the questions that I posed in the event, and people were chiming in on that and saying, yeah, sometimes it has a lot, that has a lot to do with it. It's their own insecurities too, why they can't even make that decision on their own. And they don't tell the full story or the full truth because they want to make sure they paint that person in the best light, just in case they do make the wrong decisions of being with that person that they probably know they even shouldn't be with, that they're seeking the advice for, or even if that's not the situation, but, you know. So that's, you know, that was one of the things that was in the back of my mind about the insecurities. Maybe we have some issues within ourselves too as to why we feel the need to put so much weight on other people's perspective or opinion. And you know, the one of the other things that I thought about was, do we go against to like our instinct and sacrifice our potential happiness, you know, based on what our family, our friends think about the person that we may choose or our mate?
Yeah.
And there was tons of, as I said, tons of articles where women were given different experiences, and I even learned a new word in just reading some of these articles where they call it the throwaway comments. Like when you bring your male friend or your female friend around your friends and your family, and then they throw like little comments and say they get up to go to the bathroom or something like, oh, she's too short for you, or she's not cute enough. He's too short, you know, he's too dark, she's not educated enough, she doesn't have, the adequate qualities, you know, she's not polished enough, she is not, pretty enough or well-spoken enough, you know, all these little things, they call them throwaway comments. And, you know, for the ones of us that may have the insecurities or issues, you know, it kind of sink in and leave something, a mark or something on our mind. and then we make that decision of, sabotaging the relationship or saying this is not going to work out or whatever it is because of those comments that our friends or family may have made, towards our mate or whoever it is that we choose or bring around, or they're too old, or oh my gosh, they have some too much kids, or whatever the opinions, the insecurity that they place upon you, and then you kind of take it on, you absorb it, and then you saying that you start second guessing your instinct and yourself, even if that person does make you happy, even if that person does make you feel like this is a possibly good union here, this is a possibly good way, good person that I can build something with. But because of those throwaway comments, you then make another decision and walk away from that potential relationship. So those are the things that I would, for anyone that are listening, that I would have you guys consider, whether it's coming from a place of insecurity from within yourself as to why it matters, their opinion even matter, or the comments they make even matter. Is it something that you need to work on within yourself, your happiness and the things that make you happy versus what's going to make them happy?
Yeah, I think Stacey comes up with a good point. It's more of needing acceptance and approval from your friends based off of what their ideas of what is acceptable or what you deserve. And I think we also got to be very careful about that too, because even as adults, as we get older, do we really care what our parents think as to who we're dating? To a certain extent, yes. I would love, I want my parents' approval. I do. I want their approval. I want their honest opinion, because it makes things a lot easier overall. So yes, I want that. But will it change if I'm really into you? Will it change if my friends like you or not? Not necessarily. I can say I feel like I have good enough friends that if they don't like you, chances are you're probably not the person for me because they see some things that I may be willing to overlook. But for the most part, we do want acceptance. We want our friends to like the person or approve of the person that we're dating, or that the person that we're into. And that, as we tie it back into the topic, a lot of times if they don't approve, then say when we go to them for advice, like you shouldn't have been with her anyway, or you shouldn't have been with that person anyway. So we also got to, see whether or not some of the things that we are asking for our friends, are they being unbiased? Would they prefer you to be with the girl from the church? Or would they have preferred you to be with the guy who you have kids with, and nobody else matters? So we definitely got to take in consideration and have a mental check on, a head check on ourselves to see, number one, how much or understand why someone else's opinion may weigh heavily on our decisions and how we handle or deal with the person that we're with. I know some mama's boys, it doesn't matter if their son is right or wrong. You ask mama, mama say, you know what, she wasn't good for you anyway, baby. So sometimes we do have to take into account that person, is that person always keeping it real with us? And I've had friends who did not care for, well, I just had one guy that one of my friends did not care for that I was dating, but I still went to her for advice. I was like, so was I wrong about this? And she'll let me know, yeah, I don't like him, but yeah, he was wrong. So you got to pay attention to not only the information that you're giving them to make sure it's not biased, and then you also got to see, does it really matter? Am I just asking for a different eyesight or a different perspective, or am I really going to live my life based off and make my decisions that's going to impact my life based off of me wanting my friends or family to accept the person that I'm with? I've known people who, kind of like what Stacey was saying, who was like, girl, your ex looked better. not, how come you dating this dude?
Yes, the
Because in all
throwaway
fairness,
comments.
all they can do, they don't know the personality of that person that you're dating.
Yes.
So all they can do is go off of what they see, and what they see is physical, and they're like, girl, you can do better. But they don't know. They don't know that maybe you are doing better. And the same with the guy. Bianca looked better. Bianca's body better than Shantae's. So, dog, what you doing with her? Well, at the end of the day, Shantae is treating you better. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pay attention. But, should you listen to your single friends? In my opinion, you should listen to any friend that will honestly tell you the truth. Because I know many married people that can't give me any advice,
Oh,
period.
girl. Yes, I do. I know some too that they cannot give me any advice. End of story, exclamation time, period, all the grammatical, whatever you can use, they cannot, because I see the way you live. I see what you do when your husband is not looking or your wife is not looking. So you cannot tell me anything at all. I wouldn't even let alone let you even get into my space to where you can even usher to open your mouth to even comment to me of how you think I should conduct or live my life, because I would be looking at you with one eye open, like, want to say Shunda, probably drop the Holy Spirit, because I'm like, you really? No. So I'm with you with that, D. I know some people too that, no, you can't even begin to open your mouth to tell me anything. I'm not listening. I really am not. And one of the articles that I found, there's one lady, she said, when you ask, especially your single friends, for advice, they do a couple of things. And this was from loveforsuccessfulwoman.com. And one of the things she said they do is they lean towards what she would do, what she would do, which isn't necessarily right for you. And the reason why you shouldn't do it or shouldn't ask them anything, because they're going to automatically judge you from a couple of perspectives. They're going to judge you based off who they think you are, or I guess if they know you that well, they're going to judge you based off that. They're going to either be judging about you, they're going to be judging about your guy or situation. They ask, what you should do, and then listen to without saying too much, or begin a very vocal and telling you what you should do. So she pretty much say, like, those are the I guess that's what, four steps that they're going to do. Again, the first one is she begins being judgmental about you, and about you, your guy or situation. Two, ask her what you should do, and then three, listen without saying much. Or four, she begins very vocal telling you what to do or what you should do. It's basically how they she's saying that they it usually goes, which, when I read it, I was like, that's pretty much actually very accurate, because it comes, they're in their mind, the first thing they start doing is judging the situation based off their knowledge of you, and then they start judging the situation based off the information you're giving them about that person. And some people say it's assumption, which I'm like, no, it's not really assumption. I'm judging it based off the information you gave me. That's what I'm judging it by, not my assumption. And I had to learn the difference between that too, because I've had it said to me too, that you're judging a situation based off assumption. I'm like, no, I'm judging it based off the information that you gave me, because I would have known nothing about this particular situation or individual if you hadn't come to me with information. But because you're emotionally attached to it, your mindset is clouded, so you think I'm making an assumption, which I'm making the my opinion of what information you gave me. So she made a good point by, I had to learn a difference too, and that's what she was saying. That's how the conversation usually plays out. So I don't, know if Dee, if you had a perspective on how she said, if you think that's how the scenario usually plays out too, when you like ask your
Yeah.
friends, family, they judge it first, they first approach it, based off the judgment of you, then they approach it based off the judgment of the person, based off the information that you're giving them, and then they move on to asking you what you what you should do, and or they listen without saying much, and then they start going into how they think you should handle it. So that's a pretty good article. So, you guys can check it out. And I'm going to share some of them because I got some great tips on that too, which, towards the end of the show, we'll wrap up with, advice that she asked, like why you should not ask your friends for advice. So I'm going to give you, towards the end of the show, those quick, it was actually like about 14 tips of why we should not ask our friends or single friends, because that's what our topic is today, why you should not ask your single friends for advice. But, I do think there are people in our lives that we can ask for advice, as we talked about in the beginning of the show, those people that based on how they have lived their life, how they conducted themselves, and, just the respect that you have for them, that you can get advice from some people. We have, I guess there's a difference, as T.D. Jakes said in a sermon that he preached, the difference between confidant and your friends and your constituents and acquaintance. So you have to know which category to put people in and who you go to for what, And I guess your confidant is probably the people in that most people probably seek advice from, and probably some friends falls in that same category versus your acquaintance and people, as Mindy just clearly agree, we know some married people that we wouldn't ask advice from, or even single people too that we wouldn't get, because we know based off their track record and history, you're not in a position to give advice to anybody.
Right, and then even on the flip side, you got people that, we're talking about receiving and accepting. Thank you. Advice. You also have people that don't want to hear the advice that you give.
Yes.
Those are probably the ones who don't want the truth. A lot of cases, those are those friends who come to you, be it if you're single or not, they'll come to you, tell you about a situation they have going on, and then no matter what advice that you give, They either don't want to hear it or they want to argue their point because you're not agreeing with what they feel may be right. In those cases, they're not listening to you, single or married anyway.
Right.
They don't care what. They mainly just wanted a soundboard or someone to talk to vent their frustration. I have a good friend of mine who knows I never sugarcoat. I always give my honest perspective, regardless of how she tries to say, well, no, what about this? And I'll have a friend, she'll be like, okay, I don't want to talk about it no more.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're one of those friends, stop wasting the direct people's time. Stop asking them their opinions. If you already know what your opinion is or what your feeling is behind it, you really don't want their opinion. You just want to do what you want to do and hope that you have their approval. Like I said, I got a girlfriend right now. I'd be like, girl, I already told you. I don't know why. Well, it's because sometimes people, they'll take your advice and won't do nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the flip side, got to be open to it. Make sure you know who you're talking to. Make sure they're giving you the way they live their lives and the way they handle their situations. Can give you a good idea whether or not they are somebody good to listen to. Another source, and I know we spend a lot of time talking about friends and family, sometimes there's things in which you don't even want to talk to anybody about.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people go to the internet, which there's nothing wrong with that either. We research our topics that we come up with every week to get subject matter experts' opinions, views, and polls just to be able to make an intelligent conversation for you guys on air. With that being said, the internet is a really great place and a great source to basically scout out some advice, because no matter how unique you may feel your situation is, trust me, there's someone out there who has experienced it, that is currently dealing with it now, or have dealt with it years ago, and it's all on the internet for you to go through, listen. There's a lot of relationship boards. There's a lot of great, great blogs and websites that allows you to understand that, number one, whatever it is that you're going through, you're not alone, and then it lets you know how they handle their situation. And I can promise you, not one person can say that they have reacted the same type of way on a scenario. Not always. Certain people react certain types of ways. You can listen and look at the blogs and the forums and a lot of these relationship websites, and you'll see the whole relationship unfold. They'll make a post comment, what should I do when I found out X, Y, and Z? And then you'll see everybody, and it tells you how crazy people's advice are. Some advice is, these people are thinking they're giving the best advice possible, but you're looking at this like, wow, you did that? Why would you do that? So, you know, regardless of where the advice is coming from, you got to be very, very cautious into how you do it, because whatever you do, it's going to have a lasting impact, and it could be a critical turning point on your in your relationship. But do I listen to my single friends? Yes. Do I act off of what they say? No, because I end up kind of, you know, I take into consideration how they feel about it. And sometimes I do. I have taken advice. But at the end of the day, you know, I realize whatever action I take, I am ultimately, and I think that's the most important thing, be honest with whoever you are seeking out. Before you seek them out, though, make sure that they can give you some good insight. You know, maybe you are dealing with a relationship where the man was unfaithful. Well, it'd probably be great if you had a friend who had dealt with an unfaithful boyfriend or unfaithful spouse, you know, or maybe you're in a situation where the person, the woman that you're with is pregnant, and as she is thinking about having an abortion, you know, and it's, maybe you know of a friend, a guy friend who has dealt with that same type of situation. Try to find somebody that has experienced what you have experienced and see how they handled it, but always take into consideration that the person and their own experiences are only unique to them. Your outcome doing the same thing may work, and then again, it may not. It may make your situation worse, or it may even end the relationship.
That is very true. You know, I agree with everything that Dee just said. And one of the things that I would add to that as well is to also consider, you know, when you're seeking the advice and you're taking the advice of whether this person, because we all have our own individual journey. Your blueprint may not necessarily be the blueprint that works for my foundation. So you have to consider those things too in when you're seeking the advice of whoever you choose to get the advice from. But, you know, also try to consider as well if that the person that you're getting the advice, how objective that person is, you know, do or how well are they going to tell you the absolute truth about yourself, whether you were wrong or right in the situation. You know, and that was like one of the key points that Dee had made originally when she said, you know, she has a friend that knows that she's going to tell her the right thing to do regardless, or she's going to tell her she's wrong whether she likes it or not. And, you know, and the other thing that I would say too is make sure when you're seeking that advice, make sure you ask yourself the question first, am I looking for advice or I'm just looking to vent? Because I remember getting to a point even with dealing with friends where I had to, whenever they call me, that's the first question I ask once they tell me they're calling for my opinion or my advice or something. or they're upset about a relationship or something they're going through, is I ask, are you seeking advice or are you just wanting to vent? Because I'm not going to tell you, you know, how I think you should handle this or if you were wrong in the situation or right in the situation, and then you're going to do the opposite of what I suggested or my perspective or opinion of how I thought you should handle it, you know, especially, and then, so that's why I usually ask. So I am suggesting that before you even seek the advice of your friends or whoever, that you ask yourself that question too before you approach them. Have I already make up my mind what I want to do or how I'm going to handle this situation or how I'm going to go, what I'm going to do with this? Or do I just need to vent? Do I just need to get it all off my chest? You know, because that way you don't unburden this issue to this person, you know, wanting the advice, seeking the advice, and then you do exactly what you wanted to do anyways or what you decided to do before you even pick up the phone. So that would be my suggestion to, for, you know, individual. And you don't have to take my opinion or my advice either. You know, let me put that out there too. You don't have to listen to little old Stacy. But that's what I have learned to do for my life as well, is to ask myself that question before I even pick up the phone to call whether D or to call Sophia. I'm like, okay, Stacy, you have thought about this, because I'm a very analytical person. I'm the girl that writes the list down, the pros and the cons, and, you know, why I shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. And if I pick up the phone to call one of them, you know I am stuck with analyzing this. So I need some help. So I already made up in my mind that I don't just want to vent. I am seeking advice. So that usually helps, because that way you don't approach it with your guard already up and, you know, with already your mind made up, but you're just wanting to talk just to talk. You're actually going to listen, especially if it's it's someone that you respect and you value their opinion and their perspective based on who this individual is and the way they have lived their life and conducted themselves, that you're not wasting their time too. Because I have a big problem with people wasting my time. You know, yeah, I love my friends, like to listen and be there for them, but some of the times too, when you're constantly pouring into other people or people pulling from you, it gets draining. So if it's one of those toxic type of friendship or situation, and they're just always pulling at you, but they're going to do what they want to do anyways, and most times their way is always wrong, yeah, that's when I usually start asking the question, are you calling me for advice or are you just calling me just to vent because you're upset right now? So that's all I wanted to add.
But like I said, like Stacey was saying, it's just, you know, it's up to you. You know, on Facebook and on social media and even in your own relationships, this conversation isn't new. It's, you know, a lot of us are not foreign to the idea, the concept, or the thought of, you know, am I really getting good advice? Sometimes you'll be like, you know, I don't even know why you asking Benita. She ain't never had a man. You know, and I do think sometimes those are some things you need to take in consideration, but realize everybody that is in a relationship is not necessarily certifies them as a relationship expert or the person that you need to go to. If they don't like your boyfriend or they don't like your girlfriend, they're not really going to give you anything to help you.
You just said that, Dee, because I'm listening to what you're saying, and one of the tips that the woman gave that I'm going to share on the blog, she said number nine, she may be envious of you and is secretly glad you are having problems.
That's true.
You have to be careful. And there are people that are like that, you know, but that's one of the things she said. You have to make sure, you know, she may be secretly glad you're having problems. And you know, they said misery like company. You know, those friends that they're unhappy and they're alone and they just want you to be unhappy and alone with them. So, of course, they're going to give you every negative advice in the book.
misery does love company, and you know, sometimes they may not even know it. You know, there's some people, once they're in a relationship, they shut off all of their friends completely. A guy that I was dating, we got in a relationship, it was just like he forgot all his homeboys. And then, you know, they made comment, dog, you don't never go, we don't ever see you no more. You know what I'm saying? So, that being said, sometimes your friends may be happy that things aren't going so well and be like, yeah, you don't ever hang out with us. So they may be giving what they may feel is good advice, but they may be kind of trying to push you away because they miss you. Women are just as guilty. Sometimes people are always looking for something that may be wrong in your relationship. Be like, yeah, I knew it wasn't perfect. So you just got to check your circle of people. They may have ulterior motives, may not like the person that you're with, may miss you as a friend because now you have a new addition and now they have to split time with you because you're always getting off the phone with them to talk to your woman or your man, or you're not available as you used to be because now you're in a relationship. So you got to see whether or not they have ulterior motives or what would they have to gain if you and this person does not work out. Sometimes people lack the experience necessary to give you some real solid and sound advice when it comes to relationships. And then other people may have been raised completely different and have different morals than you do and look at things in a completely different way than you do, completely. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we've all had some bad advice. I had some advice that I'm glad I didn't take. And this was when I was a sophomore in college. I had just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was dating a guy. And we were only dating 2 months, and his birthday was coming up. So I was talking with my cousin. I hope she's listening. So I was talking with my cousin, and my cousin, she's very free and liberal, so I'll just throw that out there. And she was just like, I was like, I wonder, you know, his birthday's coming up. We've only been dating for 2 months. Do I get him a gift, or, you know, what do I? And she was like, well, if I was you, I'll just give him some. Now, when I'm a sophomore in college, I'm 20 or I'm 19. And I was like, what? Now, at this point, this is only my second boyfriend. And so I was like, girl, I'm not going to be intimate with this guy. I've only known him for 2 months. Yeah, he's cool and all, but that's just not me. She's like, oh, well, there ain't nothing wrong with it. That was just her overall perspective. Have sex with him on his birthday. That's your man. No. And I'm glad I didn't. It wasn't even an option or even a thought. I can't remember if I gave him a gift or not for his birthday. But years later, I ended up marrying him. And I told him. I was like, you know, my cousin said X, Y, and Z. He said, I can see her saying that. And I said, think that it would have changed our relationship, he said we wouldn't be married right now. And so some people, they give advice which they think is good advice, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. You know, it's very true. You know, and as you said, she gave the advice based off her personality, based on who she is. And that's why, you know, that's why I say that you also have to make sure that you judge the individual too, you know, who you're seeking the advice from. Make sure you make that decision too as well based on who you're asking, you know, because the advice that the person is going to give you also is going to be fashioned by their personality, their viewpoint on love, their viewpoint on life, people, and, you know, experiences that they have had, their upbringing, their culture, their way of life, all of that type of stuff has to be think about or thought about or keyed into the equation, you know, and has to be, you know, all that is a part of the facets from which they're going to give you their opinion on. So you have to think about those things too, or weigh those things before you actually take that decision or that opinion that they give you to heart and say, yeah, I'm going to do this based off what my friend said or family or whatever, because those are key things. And that's how we all live our lives, and that's how we judge people too. That's how we relate to people throughout our lives, is based off our upbringing, culture, influences of life experiences that we have had, the way people have treated us throughout our lives, and then who we are as personality, whether we're, as you said, liberal and free spirit, reserved and reclusive, you know, just outgoing and spontaneous, adventurous. All of those things play a key role and a key, you know, in how we treat people and how we view life and how our perspective and opinions, and though, and it can change too. As we get older, as we experience more, as we interact with different cultures, as we travel, as our mind and our world expand, you know, as we read, as we talk to different people from different education and economical background, we change. We change every day, because our world is changing and it's evolving. So, you know, the opinion that they may have had 10 years ago may not be the same opinion and perspective they're going to have today. And they can sometimes look back and say, you know what, I'm glad you didn't listen to me. Or, you know what, I was so dumb at that point when I said you should do this or you should do that. So you have to be careful, too, when you're taking the advice or, you know, as I said, bear those things into consideration, too, before you take it to heart and say, I'm going to do this based off what that person say. And that's pretty much, you know, what I would say, or my advice would be to our listening audience, of just my perspective. And again, what, as we were saying, it's still our perspective, our opinion. You still don't have to listen to Stacy, or you still don't have to listen to Dee, but we are just trying to generate thought here, thinking, you know, some understanding or clarity for those that may be listening, you know, and try to open up dialogue for people to talk and actually open up your mind of thinking.
Yeah, that's true. And then once you make that final decision, a lot of, I think one of the number one questions that people ask is, am I wrong? Is he or she wrong? Or should I end this? You know, I think those are kind of like trying to figure out who's at fault, or who to blame, and whether or not they feel that they should end the relationship. But I think those are some of the most damning opinions that you can get. If you are wrong and your friend thinks you're right, you know, you may be like, well, I'm right, and it may cause an additional rift. I mean, there's really no right or wrong way. You're just going to ask, but you have to be completely unbiased. You want an unbiased opinion. You have to give the full perspective. And then whatever choice that you make, be it your friend's opinion or your own opinion, you have to live with those consequences and be willing to live with those and face with those consequences, you know, and learn from it, you know. Learn and pull from it. It's basically all you can do.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And as we said, guys, because our show is, you know, this was a great conversation. You know, we do have people that are listening, and we want to thank you for taking the time out, for tuning in and for listening. And we appreciate your continued support and just always, you know, continue to follow us and chiming in, and whether it's on social media or listening online or even listening live. You know, all of us journey, as I said before, and all of us path is different. The blueprint that works for your life may not be the blueprint that works for somebody else's life, because everybody's foundation is different. It's influenced by different things. So weigh those things too into perspective before you just take a throwaway comment from someone about your choice of mate or choice of spouse or whoever it is, and just run with it and let it take over, where you make a decision that you may regret, you know, is what I'm saying. Just be careful of who you're seeking the advice from, as Dee said. because, you know, you have to look to at their life and how they've lived their life too before you can, like, is this even a good candidate to be taking advice from? And it could be coming from a place, as we said, of bitterness, you know, or loneliness, or the fact that they may be missing you and want you back in their life because you don't have that much of you to go around or to share, so they're not going to give you the best advice too, because they're probably somewhat envying you for the relationship that you're in and want their friend back. And that's a natural thing for you sometimes, for you to want your friend back, but I wouldn't suggest that you sabotage your friend's happiness just because you want somebody to spend more time with. So, you know, I think those were our closing comments and closing arguments on today's topic, which is quit listening to your single friends. And we hope that something we may have said resonated with you, or give, you know, generated or ignite some type of thought or process to whatever your situation is or whatever you're going through. And if you can't find that friend, or you don't think you have anyone that is objective in your life that you can possibly talk to a counselor. I know there are pastors at church, you know, other psychologists and professionals that you can talk to that is not emotionally attached to the situation. They're not going to give you a you know, unbiased or a bias, I should say, a biased opinion or perspective about the situation because they're emotionally attached to you. They're going to be as objective as they possibly can because they don't know you, and they don't know that individual, and they have no obligation towards you whatsoever, so they don't have to tell you what you want to hear or please you. So that's what I would say. If you can find anyone too within your circle that you seek the help of, professionals, life counselors, coaches, pastors, deacons, whoever it is, somebody that you can confide in and trust, psychiatrists, it works. I'm a big advocate of people getting professional help too if you're in a situation where you feel you need to talk to somebody before you make a critical or life-altering decision. And that's basically my closing point to our topic today.
Well, we definitely thank you all for your input, your insight, and definitely keep us in the loop. As we keep you in the loop, check us out on all of our social media outlets. Our website is ttalktime.com, and all of our social media tags are the same on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as ttalktime. And you guys have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend, guys. Be safe and enjoy the beautiful weather that we're having in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we'll see you guys next week.